not to be construed as medical advice. Please consult a physician of your choice with any health or medical concerns.
It's time now for Healing Our World with Mary Toko.
Mary Toko has spent thousands of hours passionately researching natural health care and is dedicated to sharing her knowledge and wisdom.
If you understand what makes the body work and how to keep it healthy, you can have healthy children.
With over 30 years' experience in educating concerned families, Mary is passionately dedicated to helping save the children of this world.
By just getting that knowledge, they're going to be less fearful and have more information. I raised my 5 children completely outside the medical model.
The voice of hope. The voice of true health.
Nutrition, detoxing, cleansing the body.
A visionary with a mission. Here's your host, Mary Toko.
And welcome to Healing Our World. I want to, first of all, say hello to any new listeners out there who may be joining me for the first time. I am in beautiful Jacksonville, Florida, where the weather is just divine. And I just finished doing a lecture just an hour ago. I had a great turnout, and I actually videotaped it, so I'm really excited because I believe this event will become my next DVD series, which is a really needed updated vaccine presentation. So I want to thank all of you who might be listening for the first time. I want to encourage you to join me on Facebook. Facebook is a great way to keep in touch with me. I have a page. Just simply look for Mary Toko. Know that I have a couple different pages, but if you simply like Mary Toko, you will get all of my posts and any new information that I have that comes out pertaining to healthcare and vaccines and everything in between. I would like to mention before we get started with my program today that my next lecture will be back here in Florida on March 15th in Sarasota. I will be speaking at the Maldemir Fire Station in their conference room. It will be starting 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. on Friday, again, March 15th. You can pre-register by calling Patty at 504-875-1362. Again, pre-register by calling Patty at 504-875-1362. Or you can come at the door and pay. You're going to pay a little bit more at the door. But please, if you live in the Sarasota, Venice, Bradenton area, get to this event. Bring anyone you know who's pregnant or even who just has young children or is concerned about the vaccine issue. And then I will be back in Howe, Indiana, speaking on March 22nd, Friday, as well. That event is going to be held at Messiah Fellowship Church, and the person to call there would be Pastor Ron. The number for anyone who lives in the Howe, Indiana area is 620-562-3236. That number again, 620-562-3236. 3236. Today I have a wonderful program lined up for you. Actually, Ingrid Cassell of Vaccine Liberation was supposed to be my guest last week, but I was a little under the weather, which happens to all of us. And I'm back full force, though, and I'm just so glad that Ingrid was able to join me this weekend instead of last weekend. I would like to welcome all of her listeners who might be joining in with me as well. And Ingrid Cassell, as I said, from Vaccine Liberation, is the daughter of the famous Wayline James, who wrote a book in 1998 called Immunization, The Reality Behind the Myth. And in that great book, which I reference often in some of my lectures, the foreword is written by Dr. Robert Mendelsohn. Dr. Robert Mendelsohn was a renowned pediatrician, one of my earlier heroes, a wonderful pediatrician who actually wrote the foreword to that book. Well, unfortunately, Wayline has passed on, but Ingrid and I are going to be discussing her final book that just came out last year. It's called The Vaccine Religion, Mass Mind, and the Struggle for Human Freedom. And so when we come back, stay tuned. Ingrid and I are going to talk all about this new book and what got her started many years ago. So stay tuned.
If you're you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Your host, Mary Toko, and you are joining me on Healing Our World. I want to thank you for joining me, and I've got a great program set up for you today. We are going to be discussing vaccines and other related topics. I know this is a topic that I talk about all the time, but folks, to be honest with you, we cannot talk about this enough. And my guest today is Ingrid Cassell from Vaccine Liberation. Her website is vaclib.org. That's V-A-C-L-I-B.org. I've known Ingrid for many, many years. I know that she has been fighting this war against vaccinations and, of course, encouraging people through vaccine education for as long as I have, perhaps even longer. But we're going to talk today about her mother, who was an author and an activist who wrote a book years ago, one of the first books that I read about vaccines, I will say. And she since has passed on, but Ingrid was able to release her final book, which was when Waylene passed on, needed some editing and some changes and updating. And she and a group of people have been able to get that book out there. And now it's been on the market now since last year. The name of the book is, and I've got it in front of me, The Vaccine Religion, Mass Mind, and the Struggle for Human Freedom. Ingrid, I want to welcome you to Healing Our World.
Well, thank you, Mary. It's an honor to be on your program today. Yeah, we have known each other for a long time. I just wanted to do a real quick correction. Wallene, it's Wallene. It's short for Walter. You know, there was a whole, I don't know if you remember back, probably when you were born or before, many people wanted to have their firstborn be a male, and that was a big deal. And if the firstborn was a female, then they feminized the male name.
Okay.
So she was supposed to be Walter Jr., but she was the firstborn, so she was Wallene, feminized
for goodness.
Walter. And I have a friend named Vernell, and it's Vernell because she was supposed to be Vernon. She was the firstborn.
Oh, my. See, all these years, I have been mispronunciating your mother's name. So it's Wallene.
A lot of people
James.
Do. I wanted everyone to know it's Wallene.
Well, thank you. I'm glad that you corrected me.
Yeah.
I certainly don't like it when people call me Mary Taco. I like to
correct like I do.
Coco, you know. So, but thank you so much.
But you corrected me the other day, and I immediately say Toco.
What are friends for, Ingrid, right?
That's right. And then her first book came out in 1988, and then an upgraded, revised edition that was really excellent came out in 1995.
Okay. Wow, your mom was out doing this stuff a long time ago, wasn't she?
Well, it was instigated from a court case that my sister went through. Child Protective Services wanted to take custody of my nephew, who was totally unvaccinated, and I think he's 34 right now. And but anyway, he was totally unvaccinated as a child, and Child Protective Services wanted to take custody for medical neglect.
Isn't that something?
So, yeah, that was back in 1984. It was 1982. But she documents all that in her first book, and that was the impetus.
Oh, it was great. It was an awesome book. In fact, you know, that could have been me. I had my first child born in 1980, who was unvaccinated, and then my second one was in 83. And I remember having somebody show up at my door asking me why I didn't want my son to be put on antibiotics because he had a lung condition. And I said, we don't do them. You know, we just don't do them. And I can remember back then inviting this person from the human health, whatever you call them, people, the police back then who basically come and try to take away your children because they think you're neglecting them. I invited this young gentleman to come in and sit at my table as I folded my cloth diapers. And I educated him for about 2 full hours on, well, what is health? What do you think health is? What is the definition of health? And I spent 2 hours enlightening this man on what real health was. And when he left, he said, I've never before met somebody who is so well-versed on what real health is. And he thanked me. And I never heard from them again. So, but you know, that could have been me fighting for my child back then. Because there weren't too many of us out there who were saying no to vaccines. We stuck out,
right?
Like really stuck out. And so your mother and your sister, boy, they went through that fight, didn't they? And if you can refresh my memory, it's been a year since I read the book, but they were successful, weren't they?
Yes, barely. We had a lot of support from the National Health Federation. My mother was a 75th member of the National Health Federation. We came from Southern California, and she fought fluoridation of the city water in Los Angeles. And so, yeah, she has been in the health freedom battle for a long time. And the vaccine issue for her was just it was a series of questions she started asking. And she started doing research. And believe it or not, Bernard Jensen was our pediatrician.
Wow.
Yeah, that was way back then.
Yeah, definitely. And she was a fighter, and apparently that gene got passed on to you as well, dear, right?
Well, yes. If you look in the foreword of her first book, or the acknowledgments anyway, you'll see my name, because I was I was the person that insisted that she write this book. She had actually written a book on education. Education was her passion. She used to correspond with John Holt, who is considered the founder of the homeschooling movement. Mm-hmm. And she was an English teacher in high school. And she was just absolutely passionate about bringing spiritual principles and into the school. She loved Waldorf School and Montessori School, and she believed that our schools were, you know, obviously not doing the right thing and getting worse and worse. But right. She didn't ever go so far as what, you know, Charlotte Iserbitt and, you know, right. John Taylor Gatto exposed, but she was a big fan of John Taylor Gatto.
Wow, so she was probably a big homeschool advocate.
She was, and I actually should have been homeschooled. You know, years later she asked what she did wrong uh-huh. as a parent. But, you know, I guess that's always a real telling question. And I told her, I said, you always sent me to other people for teaching me stuff that you should have taught me. And homeschooling was one of them. I was the candidate for homeschooling. I could not stand the school system. And she was looking at private schools, you know, that were a half hour away when she had everything to homeschool me. She was just insecure. She didn't, it was hard for her to break from that authoritarian figure of the teacher and me being the student instead of, you know, moving into the concept that we're learning, you know, stuff together.
Gotcha.
And she was, you know, in our family, my mom and I were very tightly bonded. We're very different personalities, but it was really clear that I needed to carry on her work because she was more of a hermit type and I'm more of a networker. So
okay.
While she's the founder of Vaccination Liberation, I'm the one that took that, you know, idea and turned it into a national network.
Exactly. Folks, I encourage you to go to vaclib.org. You're going to see that there's all kinds of information out there to support you in making your, you know, vaccine decision. It says the Vaccine Liberation is part of a national grassroots network dedicated to providing information on vaccinations not often made available to the public so that one can make the only informed choice, complete avoidance and refusal. I love it. You guys don't, you don't play with words there, boy. And, you know, Ingrid, I know I've always been totally anti-vaccine and I've never, ever implied anything different than that. But I also grew up around the NVIC, you know, the National Vaccine Information Center. And a lot of people back when we were first starting these movements were very fearful about coming out as anti-vaccine. And I believe your group, like mine or like me, have always been very straightforward about where we stand on this issue.
Right. In fact, I wanted to be networked with NVIC. I thought, you know, we should all be working together. And I had 70 members in Idaho at the time, and I thought we should be a chapter of NVIC. But Kathy Williams, who was, I guess, the director back then, you know, with Barbara mm-hmm. Lo Fisher, she was the president. Anyway, I don't know how that worked. But Kathy Williams said that I couldn't because, you know, they're not anti-vaccine. And I said, well, you know, I was kind of astounded. But anyway, I wrote about that. Why, you know, I mean, I had contributed to them. They never contributed to me. I've taken a lot of work off their hands, and I'm really into bringing our movements together. I think that there's really no space for division in our movement. We all need to be united around this cause to educate people and encourage them to just say no to medical experimentation. But they say they're not anti-vaccine and they're not pro-vaccine, but they're actually pro-vaccine, pro-choice. And that is something that we had to clarify with both Barbara Lowe and her new husband, which they admitted, they had to admit that we were right because they do
yes.
advocate smallpox and polio being eradicated by vaccine.
Sure. Well, Ingrid, hold that thought. We're going to take a short station break and we'll be back in just a moment. So stay tuned.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com. Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, welcome to Healing Our World. This is Mary, and my guest today is Ingrid Cassell. And I hope you guys are enjoying my new music. I got tired of my old music, and I'm adding new music all the time, and I just love these new tunes. They just keep me fired up and ready to bring you an awesome, awesome program. Just before the break, we were talking with Ingrid about the NVIC and how we are philosophically a little bit different than them. And also, I think one of the big things, Ingrid, with the NVIC is they were worried about being politically correct. And I've been saying for many, many years, when it comes to vaccines, we're never going to be politically correct. You cannot make a safe vaccine. The whole theory is based on false information, false science, and I could never compromise the way that they have. And I do think that the NVIC has done a lot of good things for people out there. They are a resource for people. But boy, can you imagine, Ingrid, if years ago they would have taken the stand that vaccines are not safe, show us the science. And that's not been the stand that they have taken, which has been pretty unfortunate.
Well, actually, they wouldn't have gotten any airtime. Our media is controlled, as you know. I mean, RBN is not part of the mainstream media. It's an alternative news source. And one of the things I found out from watching many people over the years, like Steve Wilson, I don't know if you remember who Steve Wilson is, and Jane Anker.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Steve Wilson, when I actually was the one who kind of turned him on to the vaccine thing, I'm proud to say, at a conference, but he did some great exposés on the vaccine issue in your state. And if you notice that that great little documentary or special he did on the mercury in vaccines, he reiterated that vaccines have saved us from smallpox and polio, and that he was just questioning the safety. And so that's what NVIC has done to keep in the mainstream. So it's very, I want to, you know, actually counter you a little bit, because I think it's really important the position that they've held, because many people would not have found out about vaccine dangers if she wasn't out in the limelight in the mainstream actually saying, yes, they might have eliminated smallpox and polio, but they're not safe. We need safer vaccines. You know, the whole green our vaccines movement. So we're, you know, my late husband wrote an essay called Slavery and the Eight Veils, and he talks about how people, you know, can't see beyond the next veil until all of a sudden they do see, and then they can't see beyond that next veil. So for most people, just the whole concept that a foundational belief, smallpox and polio were not eradicated by vaccine, that's a foundational belief. That's like the world is not flat. It's round. You know, for many people, this is, you know, these are just truths, you know, that you are raised your first 6 years of life. Those foundational beliefs are formed. And so when all of a sudden one of those foundational beliefs are shattered, your whole world, you have to question everything you know. And it's right. Very disturbing. So they serve a purpose. It's, you know, they're getting people to wake up that vaccines aren't necessarily safe, but are they effective? That's another veil. That's something right. That's touchy for people.
I think, too, the most important thing that they do talk about is the whole rights issue, that regardless of whether you think they're safe, whether you think they're effective, it still should be an independent rights issue, and that no government or state be able to force a vaccine or a drug on anybody. So right. I've always supported them in that they have always stuck with the fact that it's about our rights. And the right. group that I represent here in Michigan, Michigan Opposing Mandatory Vaccines, they too come out and say, we're not about the vaccines being safe or effective or anything, or whether we think people should be able to do them or not. We think it's more about the rights issue. And so even with that group, as a representative of that group, I have to say that group is not an anti-vaccine group. They're all about our rights.
Right.
And so I make a clear definition.
Right. You know? Sue Waltman has done an amazing job. I mm-hmm. you know, counter is one of my friends. I really adore her. And she has done an awesome job in Michigan just sticking with that issue. And, yes, she educates on the dangers of vaccines and stuff, but You know, that's one thing to focus on the dangers. There's a whole other thing to undo that foundational belief that vaccines saved us from smallpox and polio. That was, there's a whole spectrum of people in this movement, and the thing that we can unite on is that we are all pro-choice. We totally, and that's what we need to focus on, where we can come together. But I'm there at the very end of the spectrum to catch the people that want to know more information. And so we have developed a polio index page and a smallpox index page, one of the first publications for mass distribution that my husband and I published was called The Smallpox Alert. And that was our Christmas gift to the world in Christmas 2002, and went through three printings. And we were instrumental in putting a kibosh to the plan to vaccinate every man, woman, and child in this country with an experimental smallpox vaccine. I don't know if you remember that 300 million of these smallpox vaccines were purchased by then Secretary HHS Secretary Tommy Thompson. But
yes, I remember that, Ingrid. I remember that. Really, that was a pretty scary time. I thought they were going to try to force it once again. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
This is Mary Matoko with Healing Our World, and my guest today is Ingrid Cassell. And Ingrid, I know I would love to now start to get into your mother's book, her final book. And, of course, people, I'd like you to know that you can get this on Amazon. You can go to Amazon.com and put in simply The Vaccine Religion, Mass Mind, and the Struggle for Human Freedom. You can also get it in Kindle edition, the softcover book, which is 225, 30 pages, is a $25 book. And then, of course, the Kindle edition is $9.99. So be sure to go on and get your copy. But before this book got finished, your sister, wasn't it your sister and you who spent a great deal of time getting ready and making sure that it was ready for publication?
Yeah, there were several. I mean, she was up in years, and so there were little details that she was missing, you know. You know, getting hepatitis A vaccine mixed up with hepatitis B vaccine, and, you know, just little things. And,
sure.
And, you know, some of the, you know, sentence structure. But, yeah, I spent several months actually going through it with a fine-tooth comb. And then, you know, you have to understand, too, it was written as in the early, 2001 and 2. And so this is, anyway, she was sending it around in 2004 to get published. And that was when it was pretty much completed in her view. And my husband and I thought that it needed some more work, and we were too busy with our newspaper and other things. But so anyway, life always changes. It
sure.
just came to a point where we were going to get this book published. You know, we thought that would help my mom. She was frustrated that it, you know, a publisher hadn't picked it up. So we worked with Carol Adler of Dandelion Books and got it in print. But we did spend all last winter getting the book ready for publication, and we got James McHugh to do the cover art. I do want to point out that, you know, Vaccination Liberation is an all-volunteer association, and we sell that book. And if you want to support what we do, I mean, people contact us all the time for how to get out of vaccines for immigration, you know, getting a green card, you know, health workers. We have several health workers that it was mandated in the workplace, and they contacted us, and we told them exactly what to do, and they were able to get out of it without an attorney, believe it or not. And so I'm just, you know, we do all this as a tithing, and we have, where it's well noted, our exemption pages. We do everything we can to keep them up to date. Of course, we can always use some help from the various states to help us keep those up to date, but you can purchase the book through us, and I encourage you to do that if you, you know, believe in what we're doing. So,
got you. So they can go right to your website, and they can
right.
purchase it off the website.
That's right.
Okay, because I was just on there, and I was looking for where to order this. So it would be under books, videos, and tapes.
That's
no
correct.
Doubt. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Very good.
Yes.
Now, what makes this book unique from all the other vaccine exposés out there? Because there are a lot of books out there that have been published in the last 10 to 15 years, and each one's a little bit unique, but what makes this one different from the rest?
Well, I'm going to read a review from Greg Beatty. He wrote the book Fooling Ourselves on the Fundamental Value of Vaccines. He's in Australia, and there was rumor that he was going to take over leadership of the Australian Vaccine Network from Merrill Dorey. I don't know if you know that, but
yeah.
Anyway, he said, when professor of pediatrics and best-selling author Robert Mendelsohn, MD, described her first book as the most valuable gift you can present to the mother of a newborn baby, he was echoing the thoughts of many who discovered the controversy lurking behind vaccination through Wallene James' groundbreaking work, Immunization, the Reality Behind the Myth. Now the author presents her second and final volume on the issue, The Vaccine Religion. She said, Wallene James passed away in August, shortly after this book was published, but penned 10 years previously, it exposes a mindlessness which chains many of us politically, socially, emotionally, morally, and even spiritually to a procedure which started out as a middle-aged superstition and grew into what some consider a horrendous thorny bush sitting uncomfortably at modern science's side. Those who have previously investigated this issue will know that vaccination is exhibited on the one hand as a cut and dried example of scientists in unanimous and triumphant agreement, while on the other hand, it is guarded ferociously from dissenting voices. Discussion is actively stifled. It is a procedure which science can neither explain satisfactorily nor produce robust evidence for. In fact, believers have ruled that vaccines are not to be tested via the rigorous, randomized, controlled experimental standards which apply to other treatments. But in this book, the author transcends the debate and sheds a new light. Readers explore the belief system that keeps the practice alive, the fear which feeds the need for such a belief, the exploitation of this fear, and the way in which we are all recruited as willing soldiers in the mission. All of these are examined. And Thoreau said, there are 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil to one who is striking at the root. In this book, Wallene James guides us from the mindlessness to mindfulness, from mass-mindedness to individual and responsible growth. This is the real issue. For those who feel there is no scientific justification for continued belief in vaccines, this is the only remaining issue. To understand why it continues, we must understand our collective emotional needs, as well as the societal and commercial forces that operate at various levels. Only then can we map our way out of the quagmire we have fallen into with vaccines.
Wow, that's an awesome, awesome foreword or review.
It's a review from Greg B.
Yes. Beautiful, wonderful, well said. It's really encouraging me to get into this book and check it out. As you know, I just got it recently and I haven't had a chance to go through it all, but I'm definitely going to take some time and spend delving into what your mother was so eloquently trying to share with all of us. And that's this incredible belief system. And it's not easy to shake the belief systems of people. And so I'm really looking forward to it. Now, when you reference the eight stupefactions.
The eight stupefactions, that's in chapter 3. And that, it really takes people into the place of, you know, how insane the whole vaccine paradigm is. You know, one of the first ones that we actually buy into with herd immunity is, I mean, think about it. The medicine I take to protect me won't work unless everyone takes the same medicine.
Crazy,
I mean, huh? Really, unbelievable. In essence, this is the rationale for making vaccinations a public health issue. It's, you know, it's furthered by notions of reservoirs of disease, which only vaccinations can eliminate. Unvaccinated persons are part of this pestilence reservoir and can spread disease to the rest of the community, including the vaccinated. If 75% or more of children are vaccinated, they will serve as protection for the unvaccinated and save the community from disaster. This is called creating herd immunity. It could also be called one of the tribal rights, purification by vaccination. Now, note, when she said 75%, Mary, she actually was talking about something historical. What is it now? In order to create herd immunity, how many?
It's supposed to be 95%
That's
now.
That's right. Well, it was 90, and maybe it is 95 now. See, you're more up to date than I am. I always thought it was 90, but they wanted to be 95. They wanted to be 100%, okay? Let's get real.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's a fact that right now, in fact, I just addressed this in my lecture this afternoon, that every baby boomer out there walking around that's above the age of 35, between 35 and 55, whatever, none of us got more than a few vaccines. None of us.
Right.
Which means that all of us, 50% of the population or more, are walking around without any vaccine protection. Therefore, we should all be sick. We should all be having all these infectious illnesses. Herd immunity is one of those false premises or theories that is just not possible. And there's no way. I know that you know, Bill Gates and the Gates Foundation, they want to get 98% of the world vaccinated, because then they believe that's the only way we're going to be protected from all of these infectious illnesses. And the bottom line is, there's no way they're going to create enough vaccinations to chase around enough bacteria or viruses. Every time they create a vaccine, the bacteria and viruses adapt anyway. And the whole concept is crazy, to think that we can contain bacteria and viruses on this planet and get them under our submission and under our control.
Well, yeah, there's a new magazine out. They wanted permission to reprint one of Wallene's excellent charts. She's noted for the chart she puts in her book. And anyway, it's Pathways to Family Wellness. It's kind of taken over where Mothering Magazine left off. And it's produced by Jeannie Ohm. In fact, you're going to want to have her on your show for sure.
Oh, yeah, she's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if you've ever had her on your show, but...
I haven't, but I do. I'm a supporter of the American Chiropractic Pediatric Association. I've had Dr. Stephen Marini, who is on their board, who is their immunologist, biologist. I reference him all the time. I know they're a great, great organization.
Well, she started this magazine, I believe, and it's called Pathways to Family Wellness. And it's absolutely, you can go there, just punch in Pathways to familywellness.org, and their winter edition is where they reprinted her two theories of disease, the germ theory versus the cellular theory of disease. And her article, Shifting the Paradigm, is just amazing. I learned something that I've used ever since. Many people don't know that about the Human Microbiome Project Consortium, organized by the National Institutes of Health, that their findings that came out in June 2012. Do you know about that?
No, teach me about it.
Oh, my gosh. I'm just going to read a little bit from her article. It'll blow you away. This was the release of this research from the Human Microbiome Project. And the New York Times reported that 200 scientists at 80 institutions sequenced the genetic material of bacteria taken from 250 healthy people. They discovered more strains than they had ever imagined, as many as 1,000 bacterial strains on each person. And each person's collection of microbes was different from the next person's. To the scientists' surprise, they also found genetic signatures of disease-causing, what they thought were disease-causing, bacteria lurking in everyone's microbiome. These are healthy people, right? But instead of making people ill or even infectious, these disease-causing, end quote, microbes simply live peacefully among their neighbors. So instead of the one germ, one disease theory that has dominated allopathic medicine for centuries, these findings imply that there is an entire ecosystem of bacteria symbiotically at work in the body, a concept understood by holistic practitioners for centuries. This is a whole new way of looking at human biology and human disease, says Philip Tarr, a researcher and professor of pediatrics at Washington University School of Medicine. He says it's awe-inspiring and it also offers incredible new opportunities. But there are all these quotes, and I will send you a link to the New York Times article. I mean, I've been using it ever since. I wanted to see the original article, and it's so interesting. They're trying to take this research and use it for vaccine development. Believe it or not, even though it proves just the opposite. That anyway, I mean, you know, there's so much money in the vaccine business, and I put that all the detail in the foreword to the Vaccine Religion about that, you know. But you know, the eight stupefactions really nail it on the head of how this doesn't even make sense and how. Really, it's, I mean, I hate to call people stupid or anything, but if they were really starting to examine their thinking, they would have to admit that they are not thinking clearly to even buy into it. But, you know, it's very difficult to, you know, buck authority figures in your life. You know, all these experts, you know, everyone in your community, they all buy into this paradigm. You know, it's like 9/11. I tried to bring people into this movement just through the 9/11 Truth Movement. I mean, how many people actually looked at those twin towers and saw that they came down into powdered rubble in 10 seconds, and, oh, my, it was all from burning jet fuel, and these are solid steel beam structures. I mean,
right.
Hello?
Right.
A child can see this, you know, but
right.
People are snowed over. Their logic faculty of their brain just turned off when the experts say, you know, but,
yeah.
You know, yeah. So, I mean, I could go on and on, Mary. There's a lot of stuff in this book that I think is extremely important. And there are some really good reviews on Amazon. We have ones on our website, too. And even though it was written 10 years ago, like Greg Beatty said, it's getting clear of our foundational beliefs and learning how to think. And that's what her book is about. Let's get us to start thinking clearly. That's the only way we're going to, you know, get rid of this nightmare of a vaccine religion that's, you know, being forced at this point, starting to be forced on us against our will. I mean, we hear stories all over the country of families being forcefully vaccinated against their will.
Right, or the threat of their children being taken away if they don't.
Yes.
And it's, you know, Ingrid, I think some people are either the type of people who are seeking the truth, who ask the hard questions, who want to understand, who aren't afraid to look at something objectively, even if what they find out or discover is not going to be pleasant, or even if it's going to go against what they thought they knew. It's really hard to break down these, like you say, it's a religious belief system. And so for your mother to be courageous enough to attempt to do that is pretty remarkable. I personally don't think I'm intellectual enough to do that. I personally don't think I would have tackled it, but I think it's awesome that she was able to tackle this. And boy, what a legacy that she is leaving behind for you guys.
But I even heard, I didn't hear the program, but even Robert Scott Bell honored her after she passed, and I thought that was neat, too, because there are a lot of people that are speaking out against vaccines that her first book was, you know, the main book that, you know, kind of woke them up. In fact, you know, Sherry Tenpenny, Vera Scheibner, even Neal Z. Miller considered her first book the book that took them to the next level of, and you know, to want to do this work full-time.
Mm-hmm. How wonderful that she did her part on this earth to shed the light. And we can only assume that there are a lot of children and a lot of families whose lives were changed because of her first book. And now we've got this one. Stay tuned for the conclusion of Healing Our World. We'll be back in just a minute after a station break.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Oh,
Well, I want to, first of all, thank all of my loyal listeners for joining me today. I know we didn't open up the phone lines. We just really haven't had much of a chance to. And Ingrid, of course, I want to thank you for joining me. Finally got you on, girl. It's been too many years that we've known each other to not have you on this program. So I'm glad that we were able to get you on. We have been discussing the vaccine religion, mass mind, and the struggle for human freedom. I encourage everyone to go to VacLib.org and get your copy of the book, and a great addition to your library, something that can help you understand the mindset and break the mindset of this belief system we have on vaccines. And Ingrid, what would you like to leave our audience with?
Well, we talked a lot about my mom, and I think people should know that she is my mentor. So this is what I wrote, and it was out in Edda's News that I wrote some stuff. But more than being my mother, Wallene was my mentor and peer, both of us sharing the same passion advocating for human freedom. We love the same music and love sharing the same paradigm-shifting books. As a director of Vaccination Liberation, I have my own style communicating the VacLib message, but have adopted many of her brilliant alliterations when I speak. Wallene has been my inspiration to dig deeper for the truth and to see the bigger picture in many things. Wallene taught me that what is most important in my life is my relationship with God, and to always seek His counsel through prayer when I am troubled and need His guidance. I will always treasure the memory of my mother, Wallene, and her spirit for making me the person I am today. And I get choked up a little bit because
my mother really,
she was the most important person in my life.
Absolutely, and I think you are very blessed to have her as your mother, and to have that type of influence in your life, Ingrid, is just, it's precious. And I think it's awesome that you are carrying on the legacy. That's the one thing, women who work hard on things that they believe in, hope that their children will embrace it and will carry that torch when they're gone. And I think it's just really awesome that you took the time to get this book published. I encourage people, go and purchase the book. When you do, you are supporting the Vaccination Liberation sister organization, and you are helping to carry on in her memory. And I never got to meet her in person, but I know that she was a great woman. I'm honored that I have her books, and that I at least knew of her work, and that she did play an important role in my life as a young mom when I was looking for research-based information to share with others. As I got out there and began to speak and educate, I referenced her books all the time. Right. So she played that role in my life as well. She touched many, many lives, and I'm just glad that I was able to make her the topic of our discussion today in her honor. And her spirit lives on, Ingrid.
Thank you so much. And I have to admit, my husband was really the most important person in my life. You hate to say that, but I was like, after I said that, I was like, well, wait a minute. Right. My husband was the pinnacle of my life, as you know. But anyway, it was just kind of made me laugh a little bit after I said it.
Well,
she was the foundational person for my life work. So.
Exactly. And she was your mom. What more can you say?
Yeah.
Thank you, Ingrid, for
joining me.
Thank you,
Mary.
And God bless you. And folks, we'll be back next week with another wonderful program. So be sure to tune into Healing Our World. God bless. Have a great weekend.
Mary, bless you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.